Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1224. Consistency is My Greatest Weapon, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, really quickly, we do book raffles on Instagram pretty frequently. So if you want to be in those raffles, plus see inspirational quotes and more, come follow us on Instagram. You can find us at Old Podcast. We'd love to see you there. Oh, and I think I mentioned this last week. After the holidays, especially after Christmas, I tend to get a little bummed. I tend to get a little depressed. I love the holidays so much. So what I've been doing is watching holiday movies pretty much every day to keep my spirits up. I think the last one I mentioned was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, one of my favorite holiday movies. But I moved on to Scrooged with Bill Murray. And since then, I've also watched Edward Scissorhands, one of my all-time favorite movies, period. Tonight, it's going to be a Christmas story. All right, moving on, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Consistency is My Greatest Weapon, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. Ever since I wrote about turning 40 last year, my inbox seems to be a magnet for questions about injury recovery and prevention. Apparently, much of the world assumes that once you hit 40, the body begins to deteriorate and you become plagued by injuries. If you know me, though, you won't be surprised that I disagree with what much of the world assumes. My approach to training has not changed at all since I hit the big 4-0. In fact, my last year of training was quite productive, despite a hectic schedule that included several trips back and forth to Europe as a boxing coach. The year in review. Before I share my thoughts on injury prevention, here's a quick look at my life in my 40s. I can honestly say that I don't feel any different today than I did 10 or more years ago. I still train just as hard as I always have. Injury prevention. As far as training hard without injury, there's nothing special about me, nor is there anything flashy about what I do. I don't have any secret yoga techniques to share. I've never once used a foam roller. I don't follow any particular diet, and I'm not a bionic man. What I am, though, is consistent. Consistency has always been my greatest attribute. I don't miss days. Misconceptions of hard work. Quote, "It amazes me how many people assume that if you train hard, you'll injure yourself. I train hard so I don't get injured." A tweet from Ross on January 3rd, 2018. It's a huge myth to assume that hard work will destine one to injury. As I tweeted, I train hard so that I don't get injured. Don't confuse hard work with reckless work, however. Just because I train with intensity doesn't mean that I leave my brain at the door. Thus, while I push myself hard, I never ignore the feedback that my body provides. If something is bothering me or doesn't feel right, I won't simply push through it for the sake of finishing a workout. Instead, I listen to my body and work around, not through, any discomfort. I have no problem stopping an exercise or workout if something does not feel right. There's no glory in pushing through physical pain just to complete a workout. I train to improve myself, not beat myself into the ground. Additional factors. In addition to listening to the body and applying common sense, I believe patience and varied intensity are both imperative to training without injury. Trying to rush progress and or always training with maximal intensity are two common reasons for injury. 1. Patience. First up, patience in regards to training is one of the best attributes you can have. As I've said many times before, there are no shortcuts. Significant change does not happen overnight. You must be prepared for the long haul. Trying to do more than you can handle will almost always lead to problems. And oftentimes, impatience is the underlying culprit. Many people aren't willing to put in the time necessary to accomplish their goals. Instead, they try to take shortcuts, only to find a road filled with potholes. 2. Varied intensity. In addition, constantly pushing yourself to the max each day is a recipe for failure. It might not happen right away, but you'll eventually run into problems. With that in mind, I have no problem including lighter days if my body is giving me any signs of getting run down. Such days aren't planned. I shift gears at any time to a lighter day if my body is asking for it. It is important to note that I don't view lighter days as easier days. I still work hard, but my intensity will be applied in a different direction. For example, I will often challenge my hand-eye coordination on a lighter day. The work remains difficult, but is distributed differently. My brain might be challenged, but the physical toll on my body is much less. Final thoughts. In summary, I hope this shed some light on injury prevention. While the subject is often grossly complicated, I strongly believe it is quite simple to train regularly without injuring yourself. Always remember that the goal of training is to make the body stronger and more resilient. The goal is not to run yourself into the ground so that you're unable to function. Common sense and consistency can do magical things together without unnecessary complexity. Quote, "Success is the sum of small efforts, repeated day in and day out." Robert Collier. You just listened to the post titled, "Consistency is My Greatest Weapon" by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I first started getting into exercise, and if you remember from yesterday's episode, that wasn't something that I took to easily or quickly at all. I didn't participate in regular exercise and weight training until after I got diagnosed with a chronic disease. But again, I mentioned all of that yesterday. But when I first started training, I would do the exact wrong thing. I would push myself to the limit every single time, and that's exactly how I ended up with tendonitis in my left elbow. Tendonitis that didn't just go away overnight. This was debilitating pain in my left elbow. I couldn't even write, and I'm left-handed. And that tendonitis in my elbow was caused by the things that Ross just mentioned. I tried to lift too heavy when bench pressing. I tried to lift too heavy when shoulder pressing. And because I wanted to get really in shape really fast, I decided to play tennis as my cardio on my off days. Well, that definitely led to some overuse of my left arm and some pretty debilitating tendonitis. I couldn't bench press or do any kind of press for a long time, and that set me way back on my goals. Now, there is one good thing that I learned about this entire experience. It's I know my limits. I know when my body is crying out to say stop, and sometimes that comes with time. But if you're just starting out, if you're just starting to get consistent with your workouts, don't feel like you have to push it every time. Start to tune into your body. Start to listen. As you're doing your warm-up, is your body screaming? Well, then today might be a lighter day. It's okay. Because again, as Ross said, consistency is what's key. You don't want to be away from the gym like I was for over a month, because then you just have to start over. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a wonderful and safe New Year's Eve celebration, and I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A in 2021. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.